one day, my friend here, second semester, a colleague of mine called Madhulika Varma, she was a student from India, she was a good friend of mine. There was an announcement posted on the walls that there would be a theatre festival of one-act plays in the spring, organized by the theatre office. There was no theatre department at the time, it was attached to the Department of English and Comparative Literature. And they told me, she came and told me that, you know, every class is supposed to sort of present a play, freshman, sophomore, including, you know, the graduates, the custodians, even the faculty and the administration and so on. So she wanted me to be in a play that she was going to direct by Thornton Wilder called Queens of France. And she thought that I'd be good in it, and I told her that I'm not interested. So she offered to buy me lunch in exchange for being in the play. I thought about it, and then, you know, and then I surrendered to blackmail. Uh-huh. And I did the play, and I think it was horrible.
But did you enjoy the process of...
I enjoyed being in the play. I mean, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it very much. But I thought I was horrible. We were all horrible. I think there were something like 6 or 7 groups, and I think all the groups got some sort of prize except for us. So, I mean, that must tell you something. I think we were horrible. Had no idea what I was doing. And she... But the director of the theatre came and told me, you know, afterwards, you know, that I should come to auditions for the, you know, university productions. So I said, that's nice, he's trying to be nice to me because I really sucked. And I forgot all about it. And then, that was in April 73. And then, you know, in September 73, there were auditions. I didn't go. And then I got a phone call once at night. His assistant called me and told me, why didn't you come to audition? David wants to see you. And I said, why? Yeah, he said, you know, you should audition for the play. I said, okay, I'll go, I'll come. I said, I'll go and you'll see that I'm really bad and forget all about it. So I went and I auditioned. And they were doing a program of one-act plays, original one-act plays. And I got cast in two parts. Two small parts, but nice parts. So we started rehearsing. And then there was the war, so the rehearsal stopped for 2 weeks. And then the play was postponed, but eventually we did it. And, you know, people told me, oh, you were good, etc., but you know, you're at AUC, friendly audience, friends, you don't believe anything they say. I didn't think it was any good. But I enjoyed doing it. Then the following semester, there was a play, and I went to the audition. And it was a play, there was one character, it was an Armenian play, based on an Armenian folk character called Absalom, who's a country bumpkin, goes to Istanbul, mm-hmm. Constantinople, and then he gets... everybody tricks him. He has a lot of money, but they trick him and get money out of him. So he encounters all these people.
Was that at AUC too?
At AUC. And then I said, okay. I was playing a priest and another part. I was playing 2 or 3 different parts. Because there was something like 14 scenes. He's in every scene, I think. Absalom, and I was in a couple of scenes. And then somebody was supposed to play the part of Absalom, or a professor, or someone else. And then they all turned it down. And then one day I was summoned by David Woodman in his office with his assistant, and he told me that he'd like me to play the part of the lead. And I was terrified, of course. It was the part of a fat man, stuff like that, an old man, and with beards. I was apprehensive at first, and then I said, okay, it was a challenge, it was exciting. The writer of the play, when he saw me, that I was rehearsing, and that it was not the actor that he thought in mind, he was very upset, and he thought that I wasn't right for it. And that was a bit sort of unnerving, you know, when you feel... Anyway, I did the play, and it was a fun comedy. It was very enjoyable. I enjoyed it. People said nice things about me. I didn't believe them. And then I found myself hooked, you know, doing this. I was doing these plays at the...